What is up, guys? Hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys had having a good day so far. I'm here, you know, relaxing. Not relaxing, I'm here at work, you know, doing my usual, you know, just being positive, you know. Yesterday was 9/11, you know, everybody, 18 years already, wow. Time flies, man. 18 years. We were celebrating the anniversary of 9/11, you know, which some people, you know, don't really know the truth, cahoots behind it, you know, they think it's just a, you know, terrorist attack, and it's really an inside scoop about that, you know, people are not understanding that, you know, and it's your job is to understand why they did it, why that happened, why, you know, why didn't they attack the World Trade Center. Pretty much it goes in, you know, well, the people in charge of this country, you know, the government, the elites, pretty much they get what they want to get, pretty much. If they want to take over banks, they will, in other states, other countries as well. So that time of the year, you know, this, mind you, 9/11 has been planned years before, actually, in 2001. So when you get into it, you know, when you got to go deep into it, they planned it out, you know. There was bombs in the towers already. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember, 1993, they actually had the first, you know, attempt, you know, which was a bomb or something like that. By then, they had bombs already planned. Like, they, like, everything was planned already for 9/11. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's nothing new. They really, they've been planning this out for years, so that's why they have predictive programming. Like, in some of the cartoons, they showed 9/11 things. Like, The Simpsons, they had 9/11 symbolism. They had all different types of shit. But, you know, it's crazy to understand. You know, you guys gotta understand why they did it. You know, the planes had no, you know, the plane hit the tower, yeah, but it really didn't do, it did damage to that certain area. The bombs, when they detonated the bomb, the whole towers collapsed, both of them. So that was the whole reason why it collapsed, it, you know. And people are not understanding that, you know. People are not really getting into it. They're not really understanding how, you know. They just think it's the planes. Well, no, you gotta look into it. You gotta understand there was bombs in the towers that caused it, you know, to fall down. You know, both. A plane's not gonna just do that. Just the fucking, you know, just do it. You know, there was supposedly it was Project Bluebeam, that the planes weren't there like the whole time. Like, I don't know really into about that, but I just know that there was bombs planted in the World Trade Center on both towers already, and then they, the planes just made it, you know, detonated. They detonated during the time the planes hit it, and that's why they fell down. The same thing with the Pentagon, you know, the same exact thing. Then they hosted up the whole Al-Qaeda terrorist attack thing, and that's when Osama bin Laden comes to place, which is Tim Osman, which is a CIA agent, you know. He's set up as well. Al-Qaeda set up by the whole CIA. You see what I'm saying? This is all planned out, you guys. You understand? You gotta understand why they do this. You know, it's for to take over the banks in Afghanistan, to stir up war. Everything's for a reason, you know. It's fucked up because innocent people, you know, got their lives taken away. Over 3,000 victims were, you know, affected about this, you know, on this tragic event. And people that were there, the firefighters, the police, and all the people that helped, you know, some of them got diagnosed with cancer throughout the years and passed away as well, you know, due to the chemical, you know, from the radiation, all the towers and all that bullshit they were breathing in during that time. And it's bad, you know what I'm saying? And this is what that happens, and the elites don't give two shits. They don't care. They wanted that sacrifice. You know why? Because they all, cause banks, all cause of the banks. And George Bush knew about it, you know what I'm saying? So that's why he was at an elementary school during the time it happened, and he was acting like he was reading about it. He knew what was going to go down, you know what I'm saying? Since he's part of the elite group, you know what I'm saying? So goes crazy, guys. So it's fucked up. And you know what's funny too? Like in baseball, the Mets were playing yesterday. They scored 9 runs, and the Diamondbacks didn't score anything. It was 9 runs and 11 hits yesterday's game. Think about that. You can't tell me that shit ain't made up. You know what I'm saying? Everything is set up. You know, it's a plot. It's crazy. It was 9. The score was 9. They scored 9 runs and 11 hits. Isn't that crazy? Because they mess around with baseball too. They mess around with all sports. And everything's rigged. Everything's set up. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta understand why they do things. It's for a reason. And you know, you all gotta wake up and understand why they do it. Everything's for a reason. So yeah, those, like I said, there was bombs already in the Twin Towers. They just set them off with the planes, and the whole, both planes just fell down, collapsed. That's it. You know, we gotta wake up more, man. You understand why they did it, man. Everything's for a reason, and they know why they did it. It's all about themselves, man. They don't give two shits about us. The Rothschilds, the, you know, the Bilderbergs, the Skulls and Bones, the elites. Those are the ones that did it. And George Bush is in Skulls and Bones, so he knew. Like I said, he knew he was behind it the whole time. You guys should do your research yourselves and understand and look into it. Look into the all the information, the inside jobs on it, and all the scoop about it, because it's crazy, man. It's fucked up, you know, how they innocent lives are taken, and you know, people are not waking up. They're listening to the stupid news we got on TV, and that's not gonna really teach you much. It's fucked up what happened, man. It really is. That's how the elites work. They want to sacrifice. They did it in that time, 9/11. You know, everything. That's just the way it is. That's how they did it. You know, ain't no way around it. They just did what they had to do. It's crazy how they had Osama bin Laden, aka Tim Osman, play his role. You know, in Al Qaeda. Which were the CIA agents. Anyways, they were set up and trained by the CIA. So it's crazy, man. You guys gotta look into it, man. Don't take my word, and go do some research. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. If you guys got any questions, email me at anthonyjim89@gmail.com. And I hope you guys have a great day and continue, you know, to be positive, as much positive as you can. And take care of yourselves, alright? God bless.